Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus, and we are going to be kicking off this coming Sunday. We're kicking off a series in the book of James in the New Testament, and I want to encourage you. You can start reading ahead now. There's a devotional devotional today along with the Drivecast. You can find it in the app, and you can read through. There's some content some of our folks have written just to help us kind of introduce ourselves to the book of James and to be thinking about what we're going to be walking through. So I encourage you to take some time to read that. But I just wanted to share quickly from this past Sunday. You know, we celebrated Life Change Sunday this past Sunday, and we baptized dozens and dozens and dozens of folks across our campuses. And I had a conversation with somebody last week here at the Delaware campus. Just they're taking the step of baptism, and you know, I was asking him about his story, and he said, "You know, Cale, I really gave my life to Christ a number of years ago when I got married. But moving into marriage," he said, he'd been battling addiction, not walking with Jesus, addiction to alcohol. And I just said, "You know, what has changed in these last 12 years?" He said, "You know, one," I said, "Christ has set me free. Today, he is 12 years sober." As he is learning to walk with Jesus, he said, I'm learning daily to just walk with the Lord, to be in the Lord." And he's loving his family and leading his family. He's leading a life group here at our church. And I just, you know, I'm hearing his story. And this is the third time in the last probably 6 months that I've gotten the privilege of sitting down with someone in our church who says, "Hey, I've been battling addiction, and the Lord has set me free from that." And just reflecting on, I taught on Ephesians 2 on Sunday, 1 through 10, where it says that God has saved us by grace through faith, right? We were dead in our sins and our transgressions. We were deceived by the enemy, following the prince of the power of the air. We were disobedient to the Lord. I mean, the Apostle Paul calls us children of wrath. That's our situation apart from Christ. And then in verse 4, there's this incredible turn where it says, "But God, being rich in mercy, having loved us with the great love with which he loved us, has made us alive together with Christ." And so we got to walk through, you know, the words that describe us beforehand: dead, disobedient, deceived, children of wrath. You look at now after Christ, in Christ, the words are alive, saved by grace through faith, seated with Christ, loved by the Lord. And we, Life Change Sunday is really an opportunity where we got to just celebrate. That's what God is doing. That's what God has done in people's lives. And as they get baptized, it's that, you know, public declaration of that, that commitment to following Jesus, but a physical picture of the regeneration that's taken place. That God has taken someone who is spiritually dead and made them alive. He has washed them clean. He has set them free, saved by grace through faith. And I don't know about you, but I don't know that I've ever been more excited about just what all God is doing, and excited about what we're going to see God do. And so I want to close out our time just by praying and then encouraging you to pray. Let's just take some time to thank God for who he is, for what he's done, and ask him to continue to use us to accomplish his purposes. Father, I do thank you, and we praise you for every person who took the step this past Sunday to get baptized. I pray, God, for each one of them, that they would follow you, that you would bring people around them that are going to help them in their walk with Jesus, and that we would do a good job as a church in just following up and helping folks take next steps in their faith. But God, thank you for the picture that baptism is of what you do in our life, that the old person has died, has been washed clean by Christ, and the new person has come to life. Father, thank you. We are new creations in Christ. And God, we cannot say thank you enough, but we gladly offer our lives back to you and say, Lord, use us. God, will you continue using us just to accomplish your purposes, to live out your mission in the world around us? Lord, we love you and praise you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Won't you take some time now just to thank the Lord and to pray.